Tired of spending all evening looking for something to watch? Introducing Sky Stream, the new way to get Sky without a dish, where all your shows from all your apps and channels are in one place. Stream unmissable Sky exclusives like True Detective and The Regime starring Kate Winslet, and Netflix shows like The Gentlemen, all in one simple bill for just €25 a month for 12 months. Search Sky Stream today. New customers only. 12-month minimum term. Requires broadband. The regime available 8th of April. Further terms apply.
Listen and follow the Left Wing Rugby podcast with me, Will Slattery, and Luke Fitzgerald.
So he goes back a better player from this experience, and he'll have a few extra quid in his pocket, so, and possibly a medal in his pocket. It's a great move for him. It's good for Leinster in some ways, but in other ways, and I think I'm more leaning this way, I don't like it for Leinster either. I think the homegrown talent that they have, I really feel like they might curtail some of these things.
Every week on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like the Indo Daily, you can follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This court will try to muzzle us today.
Yes.
You will try to muzzle us. We have freedom to profess and practice our Christian faith.
Today on the Indo Daily, Burke family values. What next for Enoch Burke and his siblings?
Now at this stage, all hell broke loose. All of the Burkes were on their feet, shouting up at the judge. There was a few guards in the courtroom, but very quickly that swelled to around 10. You can only describe it as scuffles, jostling, struggles, chaotic scenes.
Amid chaotic and unprecedented courtroom scenes, Gardaí forcibly removed members of the Burke family from the forecourts this week.
It took about four guards to get Enoch Burke out. He was holding on so tightly to one of the benches, you could see his knuckles were white. The bench in front of us wobbled at one point, and we thought it was going to topple over.
So what next for Enoch Burke in his challenge against his dismissal as a teacher? And what other family members can we expect to appear in court? I'm Fionnán Sheehan, and today on the Indo Daily, I'm joined by Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor of the Irish Independent, to talk us through the Burke family's ever-amassing struggles with the legal system. Shane Phelan, you had a ringside seat for unprecedented scenes in the forecourts this week. Tell us what happened.
So, courtroom is packed. There's lots of journalists there, lots of lawyers. There is a group of secondary school students occupying a bench as well, doing a tour of the courts. And at an early enough point in the delivery of this judgment, all hell breaks loose in the court. Mr. Justice Birmingham is delivering his judgment. He says something that the members of the Burke family disagree with. And Amy Burke stands to her feet. And it's hard to discern exactly what she was talking about, but she did mention a number of times that some perceived breach of her brother's constitutional rights. Mr. Justice Birmingham told her to sit down and to behave herself, and she wouldn't, so the judges got up and they left. And they stayed. They went back to their chambers for 5 minutes. And when they came back in, Mr. Justice Birmingham said, look, I'm going to attempt to read out the rest of my ruling here. And if there's any further disruption, we're just going to deliver it electronically afterwards. So it'd just be sent out by email to the parties and published on the court's website. During all of this, I'm sitting at a bench just behind. So I'm in the third row. I'm sitting just behind Sean and Martina Burke, the parents of Enoch Burke, and one of the younger siblings, Simeon. And just ahead of them, sitting in the barrister's benches, you have Enoch, and he's flanked on one side by Amy Burke, his sister, who is a solicitor, and Isaac Burke, who is an academic. The judge starts up again, and very soon there is further disruption. He begins to talk about some of the language that was used by Enoch Burke during the appeal. And the judge says that the type of offensive language, as he described it, used by Enoch Burke, caused the judge to wonder whether it was an exercise in engaging in sound bites. Now, at this stage, all hell broke loose. All of the Burkes were on their feet, shouting up at the judge. Enoch Burke was saying the judge was a disgrace. His mother, Martina, started accusing the judges of, quote, bowing at the altar of transgenderism. The judges got up and left for a second time, only this time they didn't come back. There was a few guards in the courtroom, but very quickly that swelled to around 10, maybe slightly more. And the guards quite politely asked the Burkes to leave the courtroom, and they refused, and things quickly escalated. You had, I suppose you can only describe it as scuffles, jostling, struggles, chaotic scenes. As the guards sought to remove the Burkes from the courtroom, members of the Burke family were holding onto benches, tables, and each other. They had some very, I suppose you could say, nasty things to say to the guards about what was happening. A lot of shouting and roaring, get your hands off my father, get your hands off my mother, and so on. There was a bizarre moment where Martina Burke started shouting, get your hands off my father, in unison with one of the sons, when it was actually a reference to her husband. First to be ejected was Ami, and she was taken out a back door. Then Simeon was taken out, and I think most people who have seen video of him now being kind of held headlong, being brought down the steps of the court, and he was actually subsequently charged with engaging in threatening, insulting and abusive words and behaviour, and appeared in the district court over that. Next to be taken out were the parents. So Sean and Martina were dragged out, and they did put up quite a fight, and took, I think it took about four guards to get Enoch Burke out. He was holding on so tightly to one of the benches, you could see the his knuckles were white holding on. He appeared to cut his hand during it. And the last then to be removed was Isaac Burke. I think there might have been two guards involved, and they literally dragged him out, and his heels were dragged along the ground. And the last thing you saw going out the door were the bottoms of his legs and his feet.
Meanwhile, you're sitting there right with this happening right in front of you.
Yeah, sitting there trying to take this in. It's kind of strange. Like, I've been covering legal affairs in the courts for a good number of years now, and I've never actually seen anything like this. And
and just to be clear, you've covered district courts where people will be in on drunk offences. You've covered circuit courts where slightly more complicated, high court, very serious issues, Supreme Court, constitutional issues. You've never seen anything like this.
Yeah,
before.
Gangland cases, the works. I've never actually kind of seen anything like this. A courtroom being flooded with so many guards, and the level of scuffling basically that went on, and the noise, it was a cacophony of noise, and shouting and roaring and so on.
And were any of you in the third, fourth, fifth rows? Were any of you caught in it as such?
To a certain extent, the bench in front of us wobbled at one point, and we thought it was going to topple over. And myself and my colleague Frank Graney, the radio journalist, we both had to put our feet up to stop the bench or to stabilise the bench. I don't think it was going to fall over, to be honest with you, but we weren't taking any chances. But that was the level of disturbance that was going on.
And were you, was your jaw just on the floor all the time with what was going on here?
Not really, no, because we've seen disturbances with the Burkes before, mm-hmm. and so disturbances are nothing new. What was new about this was the scale of it, the length of it, the intervention by the guards, and of course the outcome afterwards, where you have an individual appearing before the courts on a criminal charge as a result of it. So you're there, you're just trying to take it in. You're doing your instincts kick in as a reporter. You're
observing.
You're observing. You know,
and of course in a courtroom, there's no video or audio recording allowed. So the only way we can find out about these events is because you were physically there.
Exactly, yeah. So you have a duty, I suppose, to impart to the public, well, what actually took place here. So you're busy, writing down everything you've seen and heard. And there was an awful lot happened in those 10 minutes. And to a certain extent, the printed word doesn't really do it justice. If we did have cameras in our courtrooms, I think people would have a fuller appreciation of what took place. But it was, by any stretch, it was extraordinary and unprecedented.
This court will try to muzzle us today. You will try to muzzle us, but true Christians will not be muzzled.
No.
We have freedom. We have freedom to profess and practice our Christian faith.
And the Burke family then all gathered then outside the gates, and there was statements made there.
There was, yeah, and this is something we've seen on previous occasions where there has been a disturbance and they've been ejected, and the fight then continues outside, and the press are there and they'll impart whatever message they want to impart, and they had a lot to say about the guards. They had a lot to say about the judges, and none of it was particularly complimentary.
So, anybody arrested on this occasion?
Yeah, so Simeon Burke was arrested, and he later appeared in court.
What do we know about him? Who is he? What age is he, and so on?
So, Simeon, he's 24.
So he's a younger brother then of Enoch.
He's a younger brother of Enoch. He's a barrister, a law student. He came across as being quite shocked when he later appeared in the district court. He actually said that, he was stunned by what had happened, the fact that he had been arrested. He was asked if he had legal representation, said he could speak for himself, said that the process should be stopped, that he claimed he'd been unlawfully arrested, treated shamefully and disgracefully by the Gardaí. He said he was shocked and shaken to the core, and that he went to the Court of Appeal, as every citizen has a right to do. He claimed that when he was there, horrific statements were made about transgenderism, justifying why transgenderism should be shoved down the throats of the people in this country. The things he's saying there are, you know, similar sentiments that have been expressed by his brother Enoch and his sister Ami at various stages since this whole, saga started.
He's now being charged with threatening, abusive and insulting behaviour.
Yeah.
So is he out or is he currently in jail?
Well, he refused to take up bail. So he's been remanded to Cloverhill Court, a further date there. So we'll presumably learn then whether or not he intends to take up his bail.
And just to explain to people, if you don't take up your bail, you remain
in custody.
In custody, yeah.
Yeah. So he would have been one of the lesser known siblings, I suppose. I suppose that previously the most prominent he would have been at NUI Galway, where he ran for election to the Students' Union there.
My name is Simeon Burke. This week, the message of our campaign has been simple. We need a union for the many, not the mob. A union that protests against injustice. And most of all, a union where every student is included and respected. But this week, our campaign has come up against a wall. A wall of abuse, of violence, and of intimidation.
He wasn't elected. There was some controversy over, during the campaign, somebody photoshopped an image and posted it online, and it appeared to depict him holding a poster with sexually explicit words. And look, as we know, this family have particular views on various issues, and that didn't go down quite well with them there. And various complaints were made and so on. So there was controversy there in relation to him in the past as well.
Tell us about the other family member. So Martina Burke.
Yeah, Martina, she's a qualified teacher. She has all of the siblings in the family. There's 10 of them, and they've all been homeschooled. And
with some success, one would have to say, from an academic perspective.
All very bright, all high academic achievers. We don't know to what extent people from outside the family are attending this school, but it has been said around Castlebar that people go for grinds there and do get good results as a result of that.
Yeah, this is the Burke Christian School in Castlebar.
Yeah. But then there's another side to Martina Burke that you wouldn't necessarily associate with a teacher. I mean, You have, for unprecedented and all as the events in court were, there's a history of her being ejected from various forums. There was, for example, in April of last year, she repeatedly interrupted a hearing of a WRC hearing. So Amy Burke,
the Work Races Commission.
A solicitor. She was sacked by Arthur Crox, and she was seeking to challenge this. And the hearing basically, you know, had to be abandoned, and the case was dismissed. And we later learned from the adjudicator involved that he'd considered calling Gardaí to remove Martina Burke because of the disturbance she was causing. And then we know that a few weeks after that workplace relations hearing, there was a coroner's court hearing in Castlebar, and this related to a young lady, Sally Maas, who died after contracting COVID-19. And the Burkes had a particular view on what had happened in that case, none of which has been substantiated.
2 years ago, we went to the Garda station over there. We went on Garda Síochána after hearing the horrendous story of Sally Maas, a young girl, a young 17-year-old girl, who was taken into Mayo University Hospital and who was sent home, admitted, and then sent home after a week. And sent home in great pain. And obviously the staff, knowing well that she would be brought back again within a few days and where she would die 2 to 3 weeks later.
And Martina Burke was there with some of her children. The coroner was heckled. There were claims from members of the Burke family that the proceedings were a disgrace. But in the end, they were chucked out by the guards, and it was the coroner who said that the Burkes were the disgrace. There, Martina Burke was subsequently, in October of last year, she was escorted from the Court of Appeal. So this is twice she's been escorted from the Court of Appeal by Gardaí. That was in Enoch Burke's case, where she accused judges of being corrupt and denying their vow to uphold the Constitution. And Enoch Burke was also ejected from the court for a period on that day. So you have this pattern, of interrupting and making fairly wild accusations and, either causing a hearing to end or the guards intervene and they're taken out, or the mother is taken out and the hearing continues or doesn't continue.
I suppose the important thing about, from the court's perspective, the rulings were delivered by the Court of Appeal. They were delivered electronically, where normally the judges would take to reading out their judgment without interruption. That wasn't possible on this occasion. So the process still continues, albeit in a different form. What about Sean Burke, her husband? What do we know about him?
Hello, I'm Sean Burke. I live in Castlebar, in County Mayo, with my wife and family. I worked with ESB for 25 years and I'm now self-employed. I believe that the current definition of marriage as between one man and one woman should be upheld. It is for this reason that I launched mandateformarriage.org. To encourage you to vote no in the upcoming marriage referendum.
Sean is an electrician, and the family also have a pop-up bookshop selling Christian books, and he's been seen manning that on occasion as well. I suppose you'd wonder how much work he's able to do at the moment, because he's ferrying his son up and down from Castlebar to Wilson's Hospital every school day, and that itself will take several hours to do, but he's doing it, and he's been in court on nearly every occasion as well that Enoch Burke has been in court.
And as you say, the legal team for Enoch Burke are his siblings. So Amy Burke, you mentioned there as well.
Well, he's representing himself.
Okay.
Now, she's a qualified solicitor, but she's not on record for him. She has described herself as his legal advisor. He's usually also flanked by his brother Isaac, who's an academic. And I not aware that he has any legal qualification, but he's you know, quite frequently passing notes or whispering into Enoch's ear, and there's an awful lot of conferring between them when they are in court.
Hello, we're giving you an update regarding our religious discrimination case against NUI Galway. It's been over 7 years now since we were banned for life from all student societies at NUI Galway. Yes, and this case is about freedom. Freedom of religion.
Where next for Enoch Burke?
Oh, there's a long way to go on this. I mean, so the Court of Appeal dismissed his appeal against these court orders restraining him from Wilson's Hospital, but that's far from the end of it. You have several legs of this to go. So there's actually a trial of the action by the school against Enoch Burke. He's got a counterclaim as well, and that's going to be heard all in one. That could take up to 4 days to be heard, and a date for the hearing hasn't been set yet by the High Court. That trial could be delayed if Enoch Burke decides to try and appeal the Court of Appeal ruling to the Supreme Court. Then you also have another element to this is that the High Court has to conduct a review of Enoch Burke's ongoing contempt. So by turning up in school each day, he's actually breaching a court order. Since January 27th, he's being fined €700 for each day he remains in contempt, and he's indicated he's not willing to pay that. So Mr. Justice Brian O'Moore has taken it upon himself to conduct a review of this, and various affidavits have been filed in that. We don't know if there's going to be a hearing on it, or if the judge is just going to make a finding or whatever. The judge has previously said that if the €700 a day fines don't work, that he can always increase the fines. The other options open to the judge for dealing with this, and the options are limited enough. The other options are returning Enoch Burke to prison.
Secondary school teacher Enoch Burke has been sent to Mountjoy Prison for breaching a High Court order. A County Westmeath school was granted an injunction preventing him from attending or attempting to teach while he was suspended. But Mr. Burke was found guilty of contempt of court by continuing to attend the school.
No, he was in prison for 108 days and that didn't shake any of his convictions or views or stop his determination to turn up at the school. And then there's sequestration of assets. Talking, I suppose, about a school teacher here, you know, he wouldn't have been on a huge income. So what assets might he have? They mightn't be that big, to be honest with you. He did say at one point that he had saved a deposit for a house. We don't know how much that was, but that would be the sort of thing that could come into the frame there. And again, you'd have to ask yourself the question, would that work? Would that coerce Enoch Burke into complying with the court orders? And I very much have my doubts. So a real, real conundrum for the judge there.
So this has a long way to go. There will be many more appearances down the forecourts by...
There will, and away from the courts as well, because Enoch Burke has an appeal against his dismissal too. And that's going to be heard by a tribunal in April. And... if that doesn't go his way, he has recourse to the WRC. And if the WRC doesn't go his way, he has recourse to the High Court. And if the High Court doesn't go his way, he has recourse to the Court of Appeal. So there's a long, long way to go on that. And then, of course, separate to that, there's the issue of his brother Simeon, who is going to face the district court. Charges have been brought against him, and there's going to be a case to be answered there. So, you know, there's many, many loose ends that need to be tied up.
And my thanks to Shane Phelan. I'm Fionnán Sheehan, and today's episode was produced by Garrett Mulhall, researched by Saoirse Mulgrew, with sound by Gavin Hennessy. Archive clips from RTE, Virgin Media, Burke Broadcast Channel, Simeon Burke's Twitter, and independent.ie. If you enjoy the Indo Daily, don't forget to like, follow, and leave us a review.